previously on Heroes.
I have no idea how you're pulling this off, but I swear to God, I'm not going to stop until I figure it out. You understand me?
I'm just trying to figure out how to take care of our family. I don't have a job, Jan.
They're going to pay for what they did to me, what they did to us.
There is no putting this whole thing behind you. We got to find out what they did and make them fix it.
You wanted to know why I was invisible all these years? It was because of them. Ah! And you brought the bastards right to my door.
Tell me, Claire, can you keep a secret?
I think I know how I survived that fire. Please say something.
Meredith lights a flame in her hand.
Some family. That's how I survived it.
Your mother has a subdural hemorrhage. It's like a bruise on her brain, specifically the area that controls memory.
You erased her mind.
Claire, that's ridiculous.
You tried to erase mine.
What you know is dangerous.
Why did you do this to Mom?
I only wanted to protect my family.
Ben is home, Odessa, Texas. Mr. Muggles trots down the stairs. Chapter 17, Company Man. The dog scampers towards the back door to find the locks glowing red with heat. The lock melts and Ted steps inside, followed by Matt.
Nuke the dog. I wouldn't hurt Mr. Muggles, would I?
Yeah, well, you know what? If you wanted to hurt this guy, that'd be the way to do it. There are more pictures of dogs around here than they are of his kids.
You don't really think that he's stupid and or sloppy enough to leave incriminating evidence around the house? You know, he did just get raided by the FBI.
We couldn't get a warrant for the house, so in the off chance that he is a little sloppy or stupid, I want to poke around.
So now we're jacking his computer?
You want to sit around all day and download files? I don't.
If we don't find anything on his PC, there is somewhere else we can look. Inside his head.
I plan on that. We're going to bag the smug son of a bitch at his paper factory. See how he likes it.
Ted spots a 4x4 pulling up on the drive.
Maybe we can bag him here.
Oh, God, he's with his family.
Family's a pretty good motivator.
No. I am not taking any hostages. We bag him at the paper factory.
No. That was plan A. Plan B is much better.
There is no plan B. We leave now.
How many times are you gonna let this guy slip through your fingers?
Ted stares at Matt persuasively. As the family head for the door, Matt unholsters his gun.
Lyle, help your mother.
Lyle and Sandra head upstairs.
Claire, talk to me.
What's the point? Am I even going to remember this conversation?
Just keep your voice down.
Ted steps out.
Lyle, take your mother, get out of the house right now.
Matt raises his gun.
I'm sure you have a lot of questions. We all do.
Honey, what's happening?
Yeah, Dad. What's happening?
Stay calm.
Yeah, let's just everyone stay calm. Okay, everyone stays calm. Nobody's gonna get hurt.
This is Officer Parkman of the LAPD.
Formerly of the LAPD, thanks to you.
What do you want from me? You come into my house with guns?
Not guns.
Gun. I don't need a gun, do I, Mr. Bennett? Not after what you did to me. I don't know you.
You insist on lying. You're gonna upset me. And you know what happens when I get upset? I get very bright and very hot.
Well, no. Ted is going to do us all a favor. Right, Ted? And he's not going to get upset, but you got to help.
I'm not who you think I am. I'm just a paper salesman.
No.
No. You're not.
15 years ago, in black and white, Mr. Bennett's being interviewed by a man named Thompson.
So tell me, how do you feel about paper?
Wildly enthusiastic.
Good. Because as far as friends and family are concerned, it's your life. Congratulations. You are the new regional manager for Prime and Tag Paper.
Nice cover.
Sorry to make a liar out of you, but it's part and parcel of what we do. Nobody outside the organization knows.
Well, they can't know. People are fragile, like teacups. all around them. The world is changing, and they simply don't want to deal with it. They don't want to know what's happening to us as a species.
And they certainly don't want to know the measures we take to keep them safe. Now, you'll be asked to do things that fall into morally gray territory. Things that most would find cruel. But men like you and I know to be necessary.
I'm comfortable with morally gray.
Good. And you will have a partner. One of them. That's how we do it here. Keeps us all honest.
Great. When do I meet him?
He's already here.
It's Claude.
Is this a test?
Oh, shit.
How is that?
It's a brave new world, friend.
Go ahead. Tell him what you do. What goes on at that paper factory of yours, Mr. Bennett?
He abducts people. He drugs us. He injects us with I don't know what. I lost my job, and I am trying not to lose my wife. But you don't care about that, do you? You don't care about what you did to me. All you care about is that we think that nothing happened. Makes us forget.
How can he make you forget?
The Haitian.
That's right, the Haitian.
She knows.
This is your fault.
She knows this is his fault. He's got them all fooled except for her.
Just when you thought plausible deniability was gonna save your ass.
The Haitian. You made my mother forget.
Made her mother forget and her brother, but not. Why didn't he make you forget?
What is he talking about, Claire?
I don't know anything.
You wanna put a stop to all this? All you need to do to keep your family safe, to keep us all safe, is just tell the truth.
I am telling the truth.
No,
this is the truth.
Oh, my God.
This is what you did to me.
Settle down, Ted.
We just want to be normal again.
He's not a paper salesman.
She's not Daddy's little girl anymore.
Heroes, created by Tim Kring. At the Bennetts, Matt's with Claire in a room adjacent to the others.
What are they doing? Claire!
He's getting inside your daughter's head.
I can run. Get some help. They can't hurt me.
Now you're thinking about being a hero. Don't. Don't. This guy is serious, and he's really dangerous, and I need your help to make sure that nobody gets hurt.
You can read my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something your dad did to me.
It didn't just happen?
I wouldn't be here right now if it just happened.
Has my dad done this to other people?
Yeah, as far as I can tell, it's different with everyone. I've seen some weird things. I'm sure you have too, like that stuff at your school.
Peter Petrelli.
Peter Petrelli. He can do what I can do. What do you know about him?
He can do what I can do. He's different. Like you.
Save the cheerleader. I read his mind, he read mine. He told me to protect you from someone who was killing people like me. Are you different, Claire?
She goes to the window.
Your blood was all over that crime scene. You didn't have a scratch on you. Why didn't you have a scratch on you?
She looks round at him.
I can heal. Dad, make me this way.
Fourteen years ago, atop the DeVoe building.
What are they going to do with the baby?
I don't know.
Wonder if they knew about little orphan Annie before they sent us over there to bag a bloody fire starter.
Nah. They would have told us.
Thompson beckons them over.
Clark. A word, please.
Hero's father, who's holding a baby, asks Mr. Bennett. No sign of the mother.
We think she died in the fire.
Mr. Bennett looks over at a bespectacled young boy and asks, "Your son?" And Hero's father responds, "I understand you have no children."
That's correct.
Having children changes a man.
I can only imagine.
You don't have to imagine. You're going to adopt the baby as your own.
I don't think that's a good idea.
It's not a request. You and your wife have been trying to conceive, yes?
Unsuccessfully. And frankly, I'm relieved. I don't think I'd be a very good father.
Once again, not a request. Hiro's father hands over the baby and says, "Don't get too close. You're only her surrogate father. She belongs to us. If she manifests, we'll take her." Of course, Mr. Bennett says.
Hiro, iko.
Young Hiro chases after his father. Claude says, "Happy Father's Day" to Mr. Bennett. Back in the present.
Did you make me this way? Is that why you adopted me? Am I some sort of experiment?
Don't talk to your father like that.
He's not my father.
They have nothing to do with this.
He's the one who got him involved.
No, we did. You and me, when we didn't leave this house when they came home. Look, no one's been hurt yet. What's he gonna do, go to the police? We can get out of here right now.
We didn't get what we came for. We came for a cure.
And what if there isn't one?
Kill us all.
Inside his head. Wait, and get some answers or we're all gonna have a really bad day.
Son of a bitch is thinking in Japanese.
Why are you thinking in Japanese? Huh?
We want answers. Who are you? What did you do to us?
In the den. The safe in the bookcase.
Ted, there's a safe in the bookcase.
As Ted goes out, Mr. Bennett suddenly grabs a gun hidden under the mantelpiece.
No!
Oh! No!
Matt hits him and Ted grabs the gun.
Stop it! Stop it!
Enough! We're done!
You're not done!
I'm calling your bluff. Ted! Put the gun down. That's not gonna help anybody.
Well, you killed my wife, only fair I kill his.
And with his own gun, too.
Kind of poetic, don't you think?
Tell him what he wants to know!
Come on! He's willing to kill us all!
Leave her alone, she didn't do anything!
Claire, sit down.
Shoot me if you're gonna shoot someone!
No!
Parkman, you have to trust me. Shoot Claire.
I'm telling you, someone's gonna die!
I'm sorry, Mrs. Bennett.
Shoot Claire now. She can heal.
Shoot me!
You brought this on yourself.
No!
Matt shoots Claire in the chest.
No, Claire.
What did you do?
What did you do that for?
Get his trust.
Now he knows how far we'll go.
Right hook. Right hook coming.
Faster! You killed my little girl!
No, you.
You did!
Sandra's cradling Claire in her arms.
Tell me it's not true. Tell me.
Don't leave her here!
Move Claire's body before she heals.
They don't need to see her like this. We gotta move the body. I had no idea it was gonna go this far. Believe me, he was going to kill your wife. I actually heard him pull the trigger in his mind.
Thank you for shooting first.
They've taken Claire into her bedroom. She takes the bullet out of her mouth. She gives it to Matt, who stares at it incredulously.
Oh
Where's Mom and Lyle?
Downstairs.
Are they safe?
No.
Wait, you made her indestructible?
I didn't make anyone. You don't have all your facts straight, and I don't appreciate your confusing my daughter.
The facts are you work at some freak factory where you ruin people's lives.
You've been misled, Claire. I will explain everything later, but right now you have to do exactly what I tell you to do.
I'm going to the police.
Wait. Look, do not make the same mistake I did. Don't put your family at risk.
Ted's downstairs.
Parkman!
Yeah, coming!
Look, the people I work for don't know about you. If they did, you wouldn't be here right now. They would have taken you months ago, and we never would have seen you again. You say you want a normal life. That's what I've been fighting for. He's telling the truth. Hate me all you want. But right now, this has to be contained. Which means you have to stay put.
Wait, you want me to play dead? I'm sorry, I'm not Mr. Muggles.
That man downstairs can generate a chain reaction, which would be like dropping a nuclear bomb on this house.
And he'll do it too. Come on, we gotta go now.
Okay. Just do what I say so nobody gets hurt. And you.
Yeah.
Do what I think.
Claire eyes her father suspiciously. Lyle runs up behind Ted and tries to hit him with a baseball bat.
Hey! We already got their attention. We're not gonna find anything here. What we want is at the paper factory.
Really?
Yeah.
He tell you that or think it?
We've got records of the abductions, what they've done. In exchange for his family's safety, he'll get them for us.
I don't want anybody else to die because of what I've done to you. Do all words coming out of your mouth sound like lies?
He's not lying. We'll have proof.
No surprises at the factory?
Just the truth. I'll stay with the family. You go.
No. I'll stay with the family. I can do more damage here.
Whatever you say, you're in control.
Sandra. I'm gonna get us out of this. It's 7 a.m. If you're not back in an hour, look for the mushroom cloud.
14 years ago.
I think my wife suspects something. She went through my bag. She found a gun and a sedation kit.
That's a particular kind of stupid on your part, letting her find them.
I know. The baby's been keeping me up for days. It was sloppy. I think Sandra thinks I'm some sort of a serial killer.
She's better off thinking you're a serial killer than knowing the truth.
I don't know what to do.
Is that a new sensation for you, Bennett?
Is my wife in danger?
If I said yes, what would be your next move? Would you pack up Sandra and little Claire and make a run for it, or would you turn her over?
I'd do what I've always done, what I'm told. But you didn't answer the question. Is she in danger?
Relax. Nothing's gonna happen to your wife because she's not gonna remember finding anything. There's a boy we discovered in Haiti.
He can make her forget?
He's really something. He's mute. When we asked him to describe his ability, he drew a picture of himself, pulling memories like little grub worms out of someone's head. I wanted to put it in the front of my fridge. When he's done, make sure you thank him for saving Sandra's life.
Mr. Bennett answers the door to the Haitian.
She's upstairs.
The Haitian heads upstairs with the same helix necklace hanging around his neck. Back in the present, Matt and Mr. Bennett are at the paper factory.
Oh, we don't have time for this. In about 38 minutes, Ted's going nuclear unless we bring him back some hard evidence.
The only thing we're bringing Ted is a tranquilizer.
He deserves to know the truth.
He doesn't want the truth. He wants his wife back. Short of that, he wants revenge of the good old-fashioned biblical variety.
No, actually, he doesn't.
You said yourself he'd already pulled the trigger in his mind.
Okay, so that's it for him. What about me? How are you going to send me back to L.A. with my wife and baby and no idea this ever happened so you could pretend to have a happy family again?
I'm not sending you anywhere. You're the only one I can trust. Look, here's the deal. I'll be honest with you. You be honest with me.
You just try lying to me.
I just signaled the Haitian.
You said no one would know we're here.
Until I needed them to.
It's 25 past 7, and Lyle and Sandra watch as balls of radioactive energy grow around Ted's hands. Claire looks on unseen from upstairs. Mr. Bennett meets with the Haitian.
Guess we found out where I live. What do you think we should do with him? First, I have another guess who. Guess who found out you can talk?
Who have you been talking to? Who else knows about Claire?
Just you and I, but that will change.
She wasn't supposed to remember any of this. I gave you specific instructions.
Answer to someone whose instructions supersede yours.
In this company?
In your daughter's life.
Seven years ago, Claude and Mr. Bennett are riding in a car.
What's the mission?
Looking into a security breach. That's all I know. That's all they told me.
That's all they told you to tell me, but what you know is considerably more. You're not as good a liar as you think.
You're the security breach.
Is that what they're calling me behind my back? I was hoping for something a bit more subtle, or a pun at least. You Americans are usually good for a pun.
Is it true? Are you hiding one of them?
By them, do you mean people like me? Is that what you're accusing me of hiding? Well, the short answer's yes, isn't it?
Compromise what we're doing.
Sorry. I mean, I know we're serving the greater good, but the vivisection started to keep me up at night. Seeing as you're raising one of us as your own, I was hoping for a bit more sympathy.
Claire's not one of you.
Not yet. But one day, maybe. And don't tell me you haven't thought about it.
If she is, then they'll take her and it's done.
Oh, just like that. Father of the year, you are.
I know who I work for.
So do I. I was in your office when they told you to kill me.
Then why'd you get in the car?
Evidently, I think you're a better man than they do.
They pull up halfway along a bridge, high above a river below.
Get out.
They climb out the car.
It's not the first time you've been told to kill a man, but is it the first time you've been told to kill a friend?
Tell me who it is, and we can forget about the rest.
You're just gonna do it. You're just gonna off me like nothing.
It's not nothing. We find these people. That's what we do, and you buried one. You acted against the interest of the company.
You ever stop to think what those interests are?
Who is it?
Well, what if it was Claire? That's why you're so distant from her. You know you're gonna turn her in. You're preparing for it.
You used to believe in what we do.
I used to believe in the Tooth Fairy.
We made a promise. Both of us.
I will not hunt my own people. This isn't who you are. You have a choice.
Bennett shoots Claude, almost without realizing he's done it. Clutching his chest, Claude staggers back up to his feet as Mr. Bennett lines up another shot.
Why couldn't you just...
As he shoots him again, Claude turns invisible and falls back over the edge of the bridge. Mr. Bennett looks over the side to see no sign of Claude. In the present.
She's my daughter.
You can't be trusted to put her safety before company interests.
I've been hiding her for months.
That's the sort of thing that will get you killed by someone like you. But it hasn't made your daughter any safer.
I don't think
this we're running out of time, and we're not exactly dealing with a patient man.
Right, look, it's in Claire's best interest that we contain this and we keep her off the radar.
She could run.
She's safer in plain sight.
Not at the moment.
No one is going to be safe unless you give Ted what he wants.
Back at the house, Ted checks the clock that reveals there's 20 minutes left until his deadline. Hearing a noise, he goes upstairs to check things out. With him gone, Sandra pulls at the tape that's wound around her wrists. Claire sneaks in through the back door and puts a finger to her mouth as she runs over to her mother and brother to release them.
Thank you. Thank you, God.
Ted opens Claire's bedroom door and Mr. Muggles scampers out.
Reed, I tried so hard and you came back.
The windows open and there's a mound under the bedsheets. Claire releases Sandra and Lyle just as Ted discovers the mound has been made by a pile of teddies. He races downstairs and clatters into Claire.
Get out of here!
A radiation burn around Claire's neck miraculously heals. Sandra looks on in stunned silence. Now, Ted's taping up Claire and Sandra.
You should have run.
I could never leave you. Not after I just got you back. I always thought you were a miracle. Didn't know how much I wanted till now.
Not a miracle, Mom.
You were dead. Anytime someone rises from the dead, I'd say that's a miracle.
I don't know what I am. I don't know if God made me this way or just someone else.
God didn't make us this way.
God makes us all the way we are. Oh, I walked through fire and didn't get burned. You were trying to tell me.
I was trying not to tell you.
I was forgetting why I was in the hospital. You think your father?
I know he did. He said he was trying to protect us.
He's your father. He is coming back to get us out of this.
He's lied to you your entire marriage. What makes you so sure? Keep his word now.
Faith. What I've seen. What I've witnessed. I can't pretend it's the same world it was yesterday. God gave you a second chance. Find it in your heart to give your father one.
I'm curious about something. Did Parkman know when he shot you that you wouldn't die? Did your dad tell him that?
I don't know.
That explains why they were so chummy when they came down the stairs. What do you suppose they're up to? Guess I'll just ask him myself. Still in control, Mr. Bennett?
Radiation simmers from Ted's hands.
You're still in control, Ted. No tricks. Just what you asked for. The truth.
We have what we want, Ted. We have the proof. Then why the theatrics with shooting the girl who can't die?
It's better than shooting one that can. We didn't come here to hurt anyone.
If the people who I work for found out that I've shown this to you, they will kill me. Since I'm risking my own life, I would rather not risk my family's.
Do you want revenge or do you want the truth? You can't have both.
I want the truth.
Then let them go.
The Haitian steps in through the back door.
Get them out of here.
What is he doing here?
Just making sure my family's safe, that's all.
He uses a blade to sever the tape that they're tied up with.
Go, go, go!
Come on, go!
No, you stay. They can go.
Dad!
Get out. Go! Come on, Claire. Let's go.
Sandra picks up Mr. Muggles.
Come on, come on.
They hurry into the garden.
Lyle! Mom! I called the police!
We didn't make you this way. It took you 3 months ago to identify you. At the time you were giving off low levels of radiation, you were harmless.
And you did nothing to stop it.
There's no cure. We can't change the way you are. The only choice is to kill you.
I wish you had.
It was my call. You had a life. Who was I to take it from you?
Because you let me go, my wife is dead.
I'm sorry.
So am I.
Now, go!
You son of a...
Thompsons walked in and shot Ted. Ted's whole body begins to glow with radiation. Matt and Mr. Bennett are tossed across the room as Ted levitates and spasms. Matt runs over to Ted, but is thrown back. Mr. Bennett takes cover behind the kitchen counter as fire spreads through the house.
We gotta get out of here!
No!
Mr. Bennett has pulled a syringe out from his jacket pocket. Matt and Thompson make their way outside.
Dad!
Claire!
Where's my dad?
Claire runs towards the door. Ted's writhing in agony as radiation bursts from him. Claire runs round to the side of the house.
Claire, don't!
The kitchen now resembles a scene of nuclear holocaust.
Stay down!
Mr. Bennett makes his way towards Ted, but is pushed back by the radiation and heat.
I can't get close enough!
Give it to me!
No!
I'll be okay!
Hey! Hey!
Matt pulls Mr. Bennett out, and he joins the rest of his family who are waiting outside the house. With the syringe held tightly in her hand, Claire moves towards Ted. The skin on Claire's face begins to peel off as the radiation takes its effect. An explosion rips through the front of the house.
Claire!
Claire appears at the front door, her skin charred and her clothes burnt. As she steps towards her family, her injuries gradually start to heal. Mr. Bennett runs over to her and puts his coat over her shoulders. Thompson looks on with a steady, knowing smile as Mr. Bennett puts a protective arm around his family. Mr. Bennett looks at Thompson with an anxious expression as the family remain tightly huddled together. Later, Mr. Bennett and Thompson are at the paper factory.
It's a good thing you called me when you did. This sort of thing isn't taken lightly. You know well and good what the policy is on hiding them.
I'm well aware.
It's a shame you'll have to kill another partner, especially one so useful to the cause.
Has he been located?
The Haitian? Nah. You must have figured you'd turn him in. How long was he hiding, Claire? In plain sight, too. You must feel like a fool.
Take it to spend months. She trusted him over her own father.
Surrogate father.
Ted strapped up in a cell.
Now that we have him, we'll keep Sprague sedated. Find out what gives him his spark.
And then?
What do you think?
In another room, Matt is wired up to various pieces of monitoring equipment. A young woman with shoulder-length dark hair is making notes. She moves out of the way as Thompson and Mr. Bennett step over to Matt.
He was very helpful.
Imagine working with someone like Parkman by your side, knowing what everyone around you is thinking. Could prove quite resourceful. Certainly keep everybody honest.
Is she one of them?
Very promising. She's going to help us clean up the mess you made.
We're done here?
Just one more thing. When should we be expecting Claire?
I'll bring her in now.
Later, Mr. Bennett's in the car with Claire.
Where am I going?
I don't know.
Will I see you again? Mom? Lyle?
I don't know. I want her to protect you.
You're my dad.
I tried to be the best dad I could.
I know.
She smiles at him through tears. 3 years ago, Claire's watching her father try on different types of glasses.
See?
A plain black pair.
Those are grandpa glasses.
Ouch. Ouch. Even though I am the same age my father was when he needed glasses. All right, how about these? Huh? What?
Grandma glasses. Am I gonna need glasses too?
I don't know.
Well, if you needed them and Grandpa needed them, won't I need them?
She tries on a thick, black-rimmed pair.
Mother and I were wondering when we were going to have this conversation.
What's wrong?
No, nothing's wrong.
Tell me.
I'm not your biological father. You're adopted.
Who are my real parents?
We're your real parents. We don't know who your biological family is, but we're your real family.
How can you be my real family if I'm adopted?
Well, what makes us real isn't where you come from. It's how much we love you. And we love you very much. I love you very much. You didn't grow inside your mother. You grew inside her hearts. Talk to me.
Try these on.
Mr. Bennett tries on his trademark horn-rimmed spectacles.
How do I look?
Like my dad.
Back in the present, they pull up on the same bridge on which Mr. Bennett shot Claude. He steps out and meets the Haitian, who has been waiting for them. Claire climbs out of the car, and the trio make their way towards the edge. Mr. Bennett turns round and looks at Claire as the Haitian pulls out a gun.
This is goodbye.
You don't have to do this. There's gotta be another way.
This is the best way. There can't be any doubt cast on your father.
Right here. 2 inches higher, and I'm dead. Claire, turn around. Cover your ears.
She slowly backs away and turns around, covering her ears. The Haitian shoots Mr. Bennett, who falls back against the metal railing. The Haitian holds her back.
go deep. Take anything that would lead them to her.
She hugs him tightly and starts to sob. Focuses his eyes on Mr. Bennett and presses his hand against his forehead. To be continued.
If you have an internet-enabled mobile phone, you can download Heroes wallpapers to it by texting Heroes to 81010, and text costs 12 to 15 pence depending on your network. But up next tonight is Leave Us Kids Alone.